After multiple autobiographies, children's books, and a novel wedged in there between, you might have thought that pro wrestling legend WWE Hall of Famer Mick Foley had nothing left to say. Well, you could not be more wrong. Mick has finally sat down to express his love for and share stories about his favorite topic in the world, Christmas. Just a heads up, by the way, for parents listening with young children within earshot, you might want to chase them away right now because this isn't just a story about waiting for Santa. It's, I guess, about being the Santa in a variety of ways. That's a large part of what the book St. Mick is all about, along with some revelation about Mick's family and his post-pro wrestling situation. So with all that said, we say hello to Mick Foley. Thanks for being here.
Hey, I appreciate the warning to the parents as well. It's it's a tricky thing when people say, is it a book for children? And it's like, it's a G-rated book that's not for children. Like, there's no bad words in there, no bad thoughts, no suggestive comments. But it's definitely, about being an ambassador, a big part of the book is about being what I call an ambassador for Santa, and we don't want the little ones to ask too many questions about that.
Yeah, that's right. They have enough confusion between nap time and kindergarten and going to the first grade. So to give you some info, too, realmickfoley.com is the website, and Mick's got a variety of appearances coming up in our neck of the woods. On Tuesday the 17th, the bookends in Ridgewood, October 18th at Barnes & Noble in Tribeca. On the 19th, book review in Huntington, New York. And then he goes up into Connecticut, October 22nd, RJ Julia in Madison, Connecticut. You can check out all this detail at Mick's website, realmickfoley.com. So, like I said in the introduction to Mick, it's not about looking for Santa or playing Santa. It's about being the Santa. There's this whole culture of Santa where it's not just these happy-go-lucky. I mean, these are people who are dedicated to the Christmas spirit in so many ways.
Yeah. I think I was in a documentary a few years ago, still available on Netflix, I Am Santa Claus, that shed some light on that world. And I think people had thought that Santa was something you end up doing, like, you know, out of desperation. There was a guy in the Sports Illustrated article who painted me as like a down-on-his-luck loser because I said, mentioned I had a gig and I had a Santa suit in my bag. And then when I called him after the article hits like 8 million people, I was like, what led you to believe that any of this was true? He said, why else would anyone be Santa Claus? And I thought, like, it was like, well, there's a position where you're literally bringing joy to people's lives. I thought to myself, who wouldn't want to do that? So that was before I'd really taken the big plunge. And this is my sixth year. And I love it. You know, you talk about becoming this iconic character as opposed to playing it. And that's what's similar to, you know, being in the ring where you really feel the character and you feel in your heart you are that character. And then the portrayal is much more, it's much more fun and really convincing for the children and often for the adults.
Was this whole idea, did it have its roots in any desire that you had to continue performing? Because as you've written up before, you knew the ring days were coming to the precious few and the inevitable end, but it's tough to walk away from that spotlight of performing.
It is, yeah, it is. And I mentioned in the book that one of the biggest struggles any performer has, or almost any performer in our wrestling business has, is trying to find something that makes them feel the way they did when they were in the ring. And so I was lucky. I was doing a one-man show, and there were certain nights when things were going great that, I felt that way. But there was always the hassles with, you know, drunks in the audience, you know, yelling out well-intentioned but random stuff, you know. And I found that the moment I first put on that suit and the first child, you know, sat on my knee and just looks up at me with that wonder, like he's absolutely positively looking at the real guy. And I was like, oh my goodness, I'm going to need this feeling for a long time to come. Yeah, so I do get a lot of the same satisfaction, even though everything I do is, I'm a volunteer Santa. I have a great organization called Christmas Magic on Long Island that helps make the, you know, magic of Christmas morning possible for kids living in homeless shelters and foster homes and other transitional houses. So it's not like I'm doing it for the money. And I'm proud to say I donated the advance to different children's charities that I've gotten to know. So this is like a labor of love. And, both writing it and performing or portraying Santa Claus as well.
So WWE Hall of Famer, pro wrestling legend Mick Foley, realmickfoley.com. His latest book, Saint Mick. He's doing a series of appearances and signings starting on Tuesday, October 17th. The book ends in Ridgewood, the 18th at Barnes & Noble in Tribeca, New York. Book review on the 19th in Huntington, New York, and then up in Connecticut, October 22nd at RJ Julia in Madison, Connecticut. More information at realmickfoley.com, and you are listening to Issues and Ideas. First of all, for that Sports Illustrated report, I think you deserve a 30-day sentence in your Christmas room, by the way.
Nah, I'd rather not even let him. I started to go off a little bit on him, and I was like, nah, that's not what this book is about. So I just mentioned that he may have unintentionally painted an unflattering portrait of me. We don't hold grudges.
That's the Santa spirit.
Santa spirit.
As you were ascending up the Santa ladder, what was one of the first most valuable lessons you learned in everything you were taking on?
Unlike my past vocation, where just say you're going like a 500-mile road trip and you have forgotten to air out your gear the night before,
right.
You can show up and just kind of go up to your opponent and go, "Hey, sorry, man." My bad. Let's try to get through it. You can't go up to a line of children as a smelly Santa Claus and say, "Hey, my bad. Santa smells today." So when I took on this role and I started reading about it, that was the thing that really, made me feel some sense of trepidation, like all the grooming involved, because I'm not a... I'm not a fashion censored guy, and the grooming of the beard and the whole idea, no nose hairs, no spices for 6 weeks, before you take on the role, to be clean at all times. I'm like, I don't know if I can do that, but I make sure that the experience of the child is a pleasant, sensory one. So always have extra candy cane in the bag just in case.
That's right. Be prepared. So that's there's a great side story you have going through Saint Mick as well too. That you were just like every parent. You never want to let Christmas go with your kids, and every year you just have to. And it just becomes the older they get, the bigger challenge it becomes, unless they have that Christmas spirit.
Yeah, the older they get, the bigger the lot. I don't look at it that way. I had to get creative, and when my kids finally confronted me, we had a really nice talk. I'm glad you read the book. It seems you enjoyed it, and that was kind of a unique side story, is that most guys who take on this role are not still trying to nurture that spirit with their children. And so there was this real telling point where my children, they confronted me, and for people who read it, it was a unique set of circumstances, and they said, they started asking questions, like, what about Santa's Village? Santa's Village is a theme park in the mountains of New Hampshire. And I said to my kids, I said, all right, it might be cool to know that Santa got in a sleigh in, like 10 minutes from the North Pole. They go, yeah. I said, but isn't it just as cool to know that he actually got in a car and drove 15 hours round trip to surprise you? And they had to admit that was kind of cool. Like, so it reminded me of WWE and the wrestling world, in the sense that you could dismiss it as being, oh, they're not even, they're pretending. But when you find out what it is and the lengths that people will go to entertain their fans, I'm talking about, WWE performers in the ring, it actually makes it more special. It's more intricate than just one guy in a sleigh, that it's thousands of people going out of their way to be, warmer, kinder, nicer, gentler, and that there is a very real Christmas spirit. For every Scrooge out there, there's dozens of people touched by this Christmas spirit that make the holidays so special.
And every Scrooge can be reformed. You saw the one story, you were going into that into the concert at that last second, and you ran into a Scrooge, and you converted him. You converted a Scrooge.
Yeah. He dropped an F-bomb on old Santa, and I said, why are you so angry? He said, because I don't like you. I think what you're telling me is you're not happy with yourself. About 2 minutes later, after talking to me, he's like, "Oh, Merry Christmas, Santa." So now, if that was me without the red suit and someone dropped an F-bomb on me, I wouldn't have taken it in in such a nice way. But there is something. There's like a, you know, there's a, an honor and an obligation to be a, you know, a little bit nicer or a lot nicer when you put that suit on. If you, you know, if you take it seriously, like I do, seriously enough to write a memoir about it, certainly.
Well, you got to keep ahead, you know, just in case Winston Churchill gets reincarnated and starts writing autobiographies again. You got to keep the, you know, you got to keep the spread out like the way it is.
He stopped at three, you know. I joked saying that I saw the, you know, the sales numbers from my fourth memoir, and I'm like, all right, now I know why Churchill stopped at three. It's not like there was a demand for this book, you know. I really don't know what the audience is. I imagine, like, maybe over the course of time, maybe some Christmas lovers will flock to it, but. Fortunately, you know, I mean, the people who show up in, like, bookends at Ridgewood and Barnes & Noble and Book Review, they'll be, you know, mostly wrestling fans, you know, and then if they read the book, they'll like it, but it's not written with the wrestling fan in mind.
That's what I wanted to say to close this out, too, is if you're looking for the idea of the Christmas spirit and have some laughs along the way and some reality along the way, too, because Mick writes about some of the challenges that his family faced and are facing today. One of his sons with autism, dealing with that, certainly here in New Jersey with the autism rate being as high as it is. I know there are families out there dealing with that, so you can find maybe a little camaraderie in that part of the story as well. You can, if you're a Mick Foley fan, maybe you can have a debate with other Mick Foley fans. Has Norah Jones replaced Tori Amos in Mick Foley's musical hearts? You might have to go, you know, get onto the message boards about all that going on. But whatever the case may be, this is a great Christmas story. It's a great family story. And it's got a little wrestling asides in there, too, if you're a Mankind and Cactus Jack fan. But it's just really a great story of heart, which is we're into that time of year now. And I always hate saying that because it's really a time that should be every part of the year.
Yeah,
maybe this
yeah.
is the story, too, that will help you propel you and your family into that mindset as well. St. Mick is the book. Mick is going to be at Bookends on Tuesday the 17th in Ridgewood, on the 18th at Barnes & Noble in Tribeca. Book Review in Huntington, New York on the 19th, RJ Julia in Madison, Connecticut on the 22nd. You can get more information about the tour, about the book over at realmickfoley.com. Mick, always fun talking with you. Always great reading your creative work and the heart that you share and the heart that you give. And thanks for being here.
Hey, thanks so much. And that's my dog saying goodbye.